Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Are you looking for information on how to get organized and reduce clutter? Have you wanted to hire a professional organizer, but it's not in your budget? Do you just need some quick professional advice on clutter or organization? Our clutter-free living classes and how to organize your life office hours support you in becoming free, moving forward, and achieving success. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Opening up the archives just a wee bit today, this was one of the first videos that I shot before I ever thought I'd have a podcast or anything official with Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. But it's a really good topic and has lots of good information according to the feedback that I've received. So sit back and enjoy. I wanted to talk today because I had a couple really interesting things happen this weekend, and I thought, how can I relate it to clutter? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that can relate to this. And it's about your perspectives or perception of life and events. How does that shape who you are, but how can it relate back to clutter? So a couple things happened this weekend. First of all, I'm on a listserv, and this is about 1,000 women where I live, and a lot are small business owners like myself, or mothers, or, you know, whatever. But it's just women who come together, say if you need a referral for something, and on the 15th of every month, you can advertise your business. So it's a really fun group, and they also do events a couple times a month. So a person had a business and was saying, hey, I got this great new, I think it was called a biomat. It was something that I believe helped relieve pain, had some crystals in it, something I would be interested in, quite frankly. Well, a woman wrote back in a very judgmental and attacking way saying, you know, this is a fraud, and just really got bent out of shape. Now, this woman has also attacked me on the listserv when I was interviewing Bruce Lipton, who I love, by the way. He's such a kind man. What you see on TV, I mean, it's just what you get. Really awesome. And if you look in my most watched videos, you can see Bruce there. And excellent interview about biology belief. I recommend, highly recommend checking that out. So anyway, I had said, hey, I'm going to interview Bruce. And she attacked me and wrote all these things and all these links. Whenever she attacks someone, she sends links refuting. Sorry, that was a cat if we heard that bang. We have Joey up here. So anyway, attacking him. And this has gone on. I'm not the only person attacked this new attack. So that happened. And then I was reading the Daily Mail. And I like to read that. I try not to read the news. But I feel like even though it's a UK paper, I feel like I learn more about what's going on in the U.S., both good and bad. So I was reading this article, and this man, it was how he went to a local elementary school. He doesn't have children, but his nephews go there. And so he went to a local elementary school and said, hey, I would like to pay off, you know, a couple, maybe some parents owe money for their school lunches, and I would like to pay them off. And he'd always said, oh, you know, he was the kind of guy that he'd buy the person behind him coffee and like to do that. And he's like, I want to try something different. And I don't know if you've read about it, there are a lot of people are doing that around the country, or kids are raising money because parents have school lunches to buy but are behind in payments. And so he went to the school, they said, oh, they're like $1,200 behind. And so he paid somebody, said, I'm going to come back in a week and pay off all the bills. So he took to social media, raised the money so these families wouldn't have to pay. And like I do on all articles that I read on the Daily Mail, I read the comments because I find that really interesting. What kind of surprised me on this one, a lot of people were like, wow, that's really great, but quite a few attacked him. A couple were like, oh my gosh, you're just doing this for attention. And it was interesting because a friend of his said, hey, you know what, he's a friend of mine. He wasn't doing this for attention. You know, maybe you didn't understand the article. He used social media as a vehicle to raise money for these kids. And then another perspective, a parent, well, if he had paid off my bill, I'd be really angry. And what are these bums doing? They're just freeloading, they're paying off. But what surprised me is, I thought most people would be like, wow, that's a really nice thing to do. But obviously their perspective was much different. There was a perspective of being seen as lazy. There was a perspective of you know what, pride, you don't even try to pay off my bill, and a perspective of that he was doing it for media attention, which I just can't find a found really fascinating. And I've been thinking about this, and I'm covered in paint. This is how important this is to me. We're repainting our kitchen, and I was like, I have to talk about this today. So then it made me think, well, how can our perspectives create clutter? And so that's what I want to talk about today. So let's talk about, I want to touch on all, let's talk about physical clutter in relation to your perspective. And again, there is no judgment here. One of the things I'm going to talk to more about spiritual, under spiritual clutter a little bit more, but remember to congratulate yourself where you are. It's not a race, it's a how can you improve. But just if you have that little like, aha moment, that's what's important. Don't beat yourself up of what you haven't done or need to do. Just celebrate where you are and remember to keep taking those steps forward to reawaken your brilliance. So physical clutter. Maybe you grew up with a family that said you have to have a lot of material possessions to show that you're wealth and that you're successful. And then maybe, sorry, I got a question and answer, nothing with what I'm talking about. So if you grew up in a family that said you have a lot of you have to have a lot of material possessions to show that you're wealthy and are successful, then maybe that's how physical clutter is created in your household. Or if you grew up in a household that kind of felt like, you know what, you have to keep up with the Joneses. I think here in America, that's something that people have a lot of. So that might be to you, okay, keep accumulating more and more and more, and so then that translates into physical clutter. Or perhaps physical clutter has come out of a way of feeling safe. I've worked with clients who maybe have had a tragedy or trauma happen, and clutter can literally create a physical barrier to help have a feeling of protection. So if you're to change your perspectives on all those, wow, I don't need to keep up with the Joneses, you know, if I face my fear around feeling unsafe, then I can let go of the physical clutter. You know, my worth is not based on the amount of things I can accumulate, then you can let go of the physical clutter. Mental clutter, so anxiety, fear, things of that nature. Perhaps if you were raised in an environment where it was fearful, maybe you had a very stern father and you know, he was very strict and disciplined, and maybe that created a lot of fear in you, and maybe you hold on to fear and like, oh my gosh, if I don't do everything perfect, then I'm going to get in trouble, and then that creates anxiety. So you have fear and anxiety going on. But if you were to change your perspective and be like, I'm perfect the way I am. You know, everything is happening in divine timing. Everything is good right now. I did a little talk on being in the present moment. I'm a huge fan of that because when we live in the present moment, most times everything's going to be okay. It's getting stuck in the past or getting caught up in the future that creates the mental clutter. So examine in your life, where are there perspectives perhaps that you can change? You know, a lot of, I feel like kids are so great because we aren't born into this world hating, but it's something as we grow older, we're taught to hate. And so again, that's when you switch your perspective as you get older, that's something that might help. So look at where anxiety and fear, look at where those mental issues might be coming in and maybe something as a child. Now there are a couple things that my chiropractor who taught me and a healer I've worked with taught me about access consciousness. And so one of the things they encouraged me to ask myself is, whose voice is that? And so a lot of times it's not our voice. It's our parents, it's societies, and it's the teacher. So don't worry about it if that's something that's happening. We've all had that. We've all had people that aren't in our lives who've created thoughts that we've held on to long. So a lot of times are false beliefs that you're holding on to. So check into that and ask whose voice is that, because a lot of times it's not going to be yours, and then figure out what your truth is. Okay, emotional clutter. I thought of anger when this came to me, is changing perspectives, like the thing that I talked about at the beginning of the hour. The woman who on the listserv who created the other woman's business, was she, you know, my guess is she had something happen to her from someone that perhaps has a body, mind, spirit perspective, but there's such anger and fear there that are her prominent emotions, and she feels a need to attack anyone who doesn't accept her belief system. And with the people on the listserv, it was just really interesting as they worked. Here was a man who was donating money so these kids' family could have their kids' meals paid for and didn't have a debt. But the anger that was a response, I mean, anger can completely clutter us, completely clutter us. Think about when you, if someone really angers you and just kind of you get clouded by that and you can't see anything through the anger. Well, that's clutter too, and that can, you know, create a lot of clutter, and what's your perspective on that? So that's something, one thing that I can share with you personally is, you know, first of all, I believe we spiral up in consciousness, and, you know, a lot of people say we have these layers of the onion and that we need to let go. I, for a long time, was really angry because I hadn't expressed it. I had stuffed some trauma in an attempt to not deal with it, which, of course, doesn't work because it has to come out. But because I'd never expressed my anger, I had to express my anger. So once I was able to express it, I could let it go. But what was really interesting, I found out beneath anger was a lot of sadness. And so then I had to process the sadness. But sometimes our initial surface emotions really aren't what it's about. So I'd encourage you to dig a little deeper and find out what emotion is clouding you, again, and clouding your perspective. And sometimes it's just a need of perspective. And I want to talk about spiritual now, aspect of clutter, because as we grow in awareness, as we grow in consciousness, and I like to say, as I spiral up in consciousness, we become aware that there are a multitude of perspectives. And so one that just, you know, not everything might seem as it be, or if, you know, here's an example I used. I had some people, you know, when I do the show, any of these shows, I do social media around them. I do press releases. I prepare for the show. I mean, it's a lot of work, and I do this as a volunteer. I don't get paid for this. So I spending a tremendous amount of energy on this, and I don't mind because I'm passionate. When I get emails or comments on YouTube about how someone's been helped, then, you know, it's all worth it, so I don't mind it. But I spend a lot of time, and so I've had some people cancel recently, and it is what it is. Now, in the past, I would have definitely got annoyed, and I'm not going to tell you I'm not annoyed, because especially after I started advertising it, it's like, you know what? And that's a reminder. I have another little segment on that. Listen to your intuition. But it used to really annoy me. But then I thought, well, let's try to have a different perspective here, because being annoying is not fun, not having that. But what I figured out is, you know, then they aren't meant to be on the show. And maybe they're not a person that's honorable or has integrity in that. And I'm not saying that with everyone, but I've set that intention. And so then I trust, okay, the timing wasn't right, and that's what's most important. So instead of getting bent out of shape, and then maybe another perspective would be, well, you know what, now's not the right time, but 3 months down the road is, because maybe they're going to be really matching where you are right now, and it's a topic that you're really excited to talk about. Or it could be they weren't the right match. And that's fine, too. And I don't want something, you know, maybe someone that's not matching with me vibrationally, or, you know, I always want people to bring something when I interview them that's going to assist others. So, again, there are like four different perspectives there on that. But if you see how I switch the perspective, how can I be annoyed? So you look at the other three, you're like, that's different. And so then if you're annoyed, you can let that go. And again, as we raise in consciousness, we're able to see more perspectives. And I think this is really important. I was thinking, I wrote a couple notes out of that. I try to do everything off the top of the head, but I thought, you know what, I want to write this out a little. And I saw someone that I went to college with about 10 years ago, and it had been about 10 years. Yes, you're going to be able to roughly figure out my age after that. But what struck me when I saw her is, I'm like, wow, she hasn't changed one bit from college. And I didn't mean that in a good way. Now, I hope if people from college saw me again, they'd be like, wow, you know, you're always a nice person. You always had integrity, things like that, hopefully, are what people saw, and that I haven't changed in that way. But when we were in college, we were friends and not really friends anymore because I had a different perspective, a different opinion than she had. And so because it was on a sensitive issue, she didn't want to be friends with me anymore, which is really hard because we had been friends, you know, for 2.5 years of college. But all I kept thinking is she hasn't grown, she hasn't changed, she hasn't seen a new perspective, and it made me sad because I thought, there's just this narrow-mindedness, and, you know, she's missing out on stuff. Even if you don't agree with someone, being open, I think, as you, again, grow in awareness and consciousness and allow yourself to be open to different views, then that lets go of spiritual clutter. Because if you're always like, my view's right, you know, it doesn't allow you to expand. I don't think that that is a healthy perspective. So I would just challenge you to, let's see, we have a question from Israel. Are you psychology? I am not a psychologist, if that's what you're asking. I am what I like to call an inner world guide or inner life coach. I work with people to help them let go of clutter. So this is definitely a spiritual perspective, I would say. So thank you for asking that, and if I did not answer that properly, please let me know. So again, as you raise an awareness and consciousness by having a multitude of perspectives, that allows you to just grow more and more, and I think that that's really important, because again, when you let go of mental, spiritual, emotional, physical clutter, that allows you to create the life that you want. And that's really why I do things like that. How many of you have said, oh, I feel really stuck, or I'm really not doing what my passion is? And so when you get let go of clutter on the inner and outer worlds, that just allows you to create the life that you want. So if we have any more questions, I'm happy to hang out for a moment. If not, we're going to end this. I try to do these short little things. And again, just based on what happened this weekend, I was like, I want to share this, because how can your perspective change, or by opening your perspective, looking for a multitude of perspectives, you can change your clutter and let go of clutter again in your mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical worlds. I want to encourage you this week, take this week to look at your perspectives. How can you open them up? How can you change them? How can you allow those to let you let go of clutter? Go out, clear some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Are you looking for information on how to get organized and reduce clutter? Have you wanted to hire a professional organizer, but it's not in your budget? Do you just need some quick professional advice on clutter or organization? Our clutter-free living classes and how to organize your life office hours support you in becoming free, moving forward, and achieving success. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning into Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique clutter-free living mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.